Future 2015. It's happening, of course, at Flemington Racecourse, Sunday, March 8th. Tickets go on sale from this Thursday, October 30, futuremusicfestival.com.au. You know someone that would probably head along to a Future Music
Shame
Festival?
Warn. Shame Warn. I could answer that before you'd even asked it. Good old Warnie. What is he doing with himself?
Oh,
he's put up a selfie of him shirts off and he's lying in bed. And then everyone's like, hang on a second, how is he taking that photo? And it's been revealed he's got mirrors on his roof that he's taking the photo in. And then he's jumped on Twitter and he said, a lot of you are asking me who I'm dating.
Uh-huh.
I'm single. All right, followers. Who should I date? Warnie has actually sought dating advice and his next catch from Twitter.
So desperate, isn't it?
So we're helping him out. Who should he date? Taylor has written on Twitter at Star1049, Bryn Edelston.
Oh,
how did we not think of
yes.
that? She's single,
yep.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
He's single. They would make a great pair. They love going out, love being social.
Warnie's, you know, in the public light, I was thinking someone like maybe Tracy Grimshaw, A Current Affair. They could co-host
together. Is she single?
I don't know. Maybe she should be for Warnie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well,
I see them
well,
together.
Well, she'd always have the scoop, wouldn't she, on Warnie?
Yeah.
Shane Warne's got a mirror on his roof and here he is to chat to us. Hey, babe.
ACA exclusive.
Hey, can you just put the washing on? That's in those two. Hey, Brett's up on 13 till 16. Brettie, who do you think Warnie should date?
Susan Boyle.
Oh!
Susan Boyle. Why Supo? Why? How come?
I don't know. I reckon he needs to settle down and find someone that would actually love him, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. And Supo's been single and on that market for a little while now.
A little while.
Yeah, she has been. I thought they'd make a great couple. Yeah.
She's cashed up. She's talented. He's cashed up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She'd look good in the mirror, especially, I thought. Yeah.
Oh. What do you reckon, Brett, about this roof mirror? How wacky.
Oh, that's just unbelievable. I can't believe
it's
that low, honestly.
Well, with Subo, not only would they be able to have mirrors on the roof, but the walls as well. Like, just have a whole mirror room.
You could have a 360-degree view.
Be a win-win situation for all, I think.
All right, Brett. What would happen if you walked home and your wife or your other half had gotten a mirror installed on the roof?
I'd pull it down real quick.
Imagine waking up and seeing yourself on the roof. It'd startle you, wouldn't it?
I hate seeing myself in the bathroom.